It's official now. On September 24th, the director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention announced recommendations for COVID-19 booster shots. The booster protocols apply only to people who are at least 6 months past their Pfizer two-shot vaccination course. The CDC recommends that Pfizer vaccine recipients who are 65 years or older or living in a long-term care facility should get a booster shot. Pfizer vaccine recipients who are 50 to 64 with underlying medical conditions should get a booster shot. Adult Pfizer vaccine recipients under 50 with underlying medical conditions may get a booster shot. And in addition, Pfizer vaccine recipients who hold high-risk jobs with increased risk of COVID-19 exposure may get a booster shot. Concerns arose about the need for boosters because of data showing that vaccine effectiveness declined after 6 to 8 months. I spoke with Matt Bieber, spokesperson for the New Mexico Department of Health, about plans for COVID-19 booster shots in our state. Welcome, Matt. At the federal level, scientists and policymakers certainly were not unanimous in their approach to COVID-19 booster shots. Is New Mexico bound by these federal guidelines, or will you tailor our state's booster rollout, and if so, how? And could you summarize the New Mexico booster rollout plan?
As with previous elements of vaccine distribution, we are following quite closely the federal guidelines. In some cases, we are legally bound because what the federal government is doing is issuing legal approvals for the use of vaccine under certain conditions. We now have a full approval for Pfizer usage, and we remain on EUA authorization for Moderna and Johnson & Johnson.
That's emergency really not a lot of, use authorization.
That's right. And those are federal decisions. We don't have any authority to adjust those federal approvals. There have been instances, you know, when the federal government makes recommendations about how they suggest states do rollouts. And early on, back in January, December, folks may remember, we tweaked the initial guidance for the phased rollout a little bit. But in this case, we're sticking quite closely to federal recommendations. And what the federal government has done is recommended that certain groups of people should get a Pfizer booster now, and some groups of people may get a Pfizer booster now. So what we're doing is we're taking all those categories basically exactly as they recommended them, and we're making vaccine available to those folks in that order. So right now, anybody that's eligible can register and schedule their vaccine booster appointment through vaccinenm.org. We are making the first 2 weeks' worth of appointments available only to the should groups, meaning folks who are first priority, folks who are at the highest risk. And then if you're in one of the may groups and you log in now and register and attempt to schedule an appointment, the first date you'll see available will be something like October 11th, just to ensure that the first couple of weeks are reserved for those that are at highest risk.
But not everybody's going through that site. Some people go directly to their pharmacy. Is that right?
Absolutely. And many people go to their primary care provider, too. And we encourage that, especially as we move out of what we think of as, you know, the early and more urgent phases of the pandemic into something a little bit more normalized where, you know, it seems likely at this point that boosters may become a regular part of our COVID routine. And because of that, it makes more sense to begin to integrate COVID vaccines and COVID boosters into our regular healthcare delivery system. So it's less mass vaccination sites and it's more, hey, I'm going to my doctor to get my regular flu shot. Now I'm going to go and get my regular COVID booster as well.
Who made the final decision on how we're going to roll out COVID-19 booster shots in New Mexico?
It was the governor.
Now, do you have a head count of how many people will be eligible for the first round of booster shots? That is, the shoulds and the may have a vaccine for the booster?
I do. And one thing that's important to keep in mind here is that the way the federal recommendation works is what they're suggesting is folks get booster shot for Pfizer at least 6 months after they finished their initial two-shot series. And so the number of eligible people depends on when we're talking about. So right now, due in October, the folks that are eligible and ought to get their vaccination boosters in October includes about 200,000 people in the should category And it includes another 165,000 or so in the May category.
And do you have enough available Pfizer shots on hand?
I don't know that we have enough shots in the state at this moment. I'd have to double check on that. But we do, we've gotten strong assurances from the federal government that plenty of Pfizer is available and can be distributed. There's a bit of a delicate balance when it comes to sending the shots out into the field. You don't want to do that too early. You don't want to open those containers too early and run the risk of spoiling vaccine. And so there's those considerations at play as well. But we're confident we're going to have enough shots for everybody.
Would you reconfirm just who will be considered as eligible for Pfizer booster shots because they're at high risk of exposure?
So the federal list of occupations at increased risk for COVID-19 exposure and transmission include frontline essential workers and healthcare workers. It includes groups like first responders, so healthcare workers, firefighters, police, congregate care staff, educators, anybody that works in a school or an early childhood setting, food and agriculture workers, manufacturing workers, corrections workers, U.S. Postal Service workers, transit workers, and grocery store workers.
So how do you know where to draw the line?
So I think there is some room for judgment on these issues. I don't happen to know what the process will be off the top of my head for evaluating those kinds of requests, but I think the idea is to do this rollout in the spirit of inclusion. You know, we could find sometime down the line that we've got a three-dose series. Instead of thinking of this as a two-dose series with a booster, it could be that, like other vaccines we take, we just come to understand that the most appropriate course of treatment is a three-dose series. But all of that, you know, needs to be studied by people smarter and better educated than I am on these topics.
Now, it appears to me that Moderna and Johnson & Johnson vaccine, specifically booster vaccine recipients, are in a bit of limbo. In the case of Moderna, a booster request to federal agencies expected later this fall. J&J, with the lowest vaccine effectiveness rate, has not yet requested federal approval of COVID booster shots. Do you have a plan that assumes we do have a booster for J&J and Moderna, or that we don't have one? What plans are being made to help out the people who are getting J&J or Moderna?
It's important, I think, for your audience to understand that when it comes to these approvals, that's entirely a federal activity, entirely a federal responsibility. At this stage, there's really not a ton the state could do, I don't think. You know, if the federal government declined, for example, to approve boosters for Moderna and J&J, you know, the state wouldn't have a lot of leeway to contravene that decision and do our own thing. I think it's fair to expect that we're likely to see approvals for those additional drugs, assuming that the clinical research is as promising for their drugs as it was for Pfizer. So I think we can be reasonably confident that, it's important for folks to remember that it's not like we're evaluating new drugs at this point. We're evaluating drugs that have already been clinically tried many times and also given to hundreds of millions of people in the United States and billions around the world. We're just evaluating them for slightly different uses. And so I think we're likely to see positive results from the federal government. There are some open questions. One open question is it okay to mix, for example?
It was going to be my next question.
I figured you were going there.
And if it's not okay, why isn't it to mix vaccine manufacturers?
I think we're likely to see more and more research on that topic. For us at the state level, it's a really simple answer to that question, which is just that the vaccines aren't authorized for those uses. And so it's not really up to us to just decide we're going to do it anyway. Until the federal government says, yes, you're allowed to give a Pfizer booster to somebody that got Moderna for their first two shots, our hands are tied. That's not something that we can just decide on our own.
I think that does it for me. Thanks very much to Matt Bieber with the New Mexico Department of Health. For KSFR, I'm Mary Lou Cooper.